So a woman who was imprisoned by non-Jews, a different topic to the previous Mishnah. So a woman's imprisoned by non-Jews. So do we assume that she's been violated or not? And obviously if she's the wife of a Kohen, that's where it would be relevant. Because if a wife of a Kohen is violated by a non-Jew, then they're not allowed to stay married. They have to get divorced. So here this woman is imprisoned. Says the Mishnah Al Yadei Mamon, if she's in prison for money, for like a monetary reason, then Muteris Labala, she's still permitted to her husband. We don't assume that she's been violated if it was only money, you know, for money. And it says the Karti, we don't assume that they'll violate her and jeopardize their lawsuit against her. They want to get the money back from her. But if they violate her, then they'll be worried that they won't get their money back. So in that case over there, we assume that they don't violate her. But he also brings that's only in a case where there's, you know, a number of Jews, but as opposed to a case where if the non-Jews were like very strong or whatever, and it was predominantly non-Jews, and they didn't really care what the Jews had to think, and they would get their money back anyway. So he says then the Salocha wouldn't apply in such a case. But he says, Al Yudai Nefasha, says the Mishnah Surah Levala. If she's in prison for a capital offense, for example, says a Karti, she was sentenced to death. So in that kind of case over there, we assume that she was violated because now they look at her like nothing. And we assume that she was violated and she wouldn't go back to her husband. Now the Karti says there is another opinion in the Gemara that brings that this even applies to a Yisrael. If a Yisrael was imprisoned for life and then released, or for, you know, she was given the death penalty and then released. So what she worried is that she willingly had relations with a non-Jew who promised to save her. So it was a non-Jew in the prison who promised to save her. So she willingly had relations with that non-Jew to try and save herself. And if she did that, then she's even prohibited to her Yisrael husband. Under that's the standard law of adultery. If a woman has adulterous relationships, so she's forbidden to the adulterer and forbidden to her husband. So if there's a city that's surrounded by troops, it's besieged. In other words, a city is besieged. So if there's any, it says kahanos, but really means any woman who would normally be fitting to marry a kohen, such a woman now becomes pasul, because we assume, you know, that if the city is besieged and there's big trouble over there, we assume that there's assumption that the woman had been raped. The imyeshlem adim, and if there's witnesses to testify that she hasn't been raped, he says afilu eved, even a slave, afilu shifche, even a maidservant, harayilu ne'emanim, then they are believed. So and the Karti brings even one witness. So even one witness who testifies that she's okay, even if it's a slave, even if it's a maidservant, so then we believe that she wasn't violated, and she would still be fit to marry a kohen or stay married to a kohen if she is. But a person's not believed to give testimony on themselves, and therefore you see the story over here. Amar Rabbi Zechariah ben Hakatzav. Rabbi Zechariah ben Hakatzav, he was a kohen that was married at the temple times, and he said, "Hamaon hazeh," took like an oath by this temple. He took an oath. Lo zaza yada mitoich yadi mishah sheyichnesu goyim liyushalayim v'ad sheyatsu, that my wife's hand didn't leave my hand from the time the goyim entered into Yerushalayim until the time that they left. So Amri Lois, they said to him, "Ein adam made al yada atzmo." A person is not allowed to give testimony about his wife, about himself, when it's to his own advantage. So in that case over there, his testimony wouldn't count that his wife was hadn't been violated. He would have to find another witness to testify. And then at the end, the Karti brings up an interesting thing, that if there's any other way we could get the woman out of it, for example, if there's any doubt, like there's one hiding place in the city, if there was a place that the woman could have hid, and then she wouldn't have been found. And he says, even if there was only one woman could have hid in that hiding place, you know, then we assume that all the women did not become defiled, because it could have been that woman. And as soon as there's a doubt that maybe the woman wasn't violated, we would go with the doubt, we'd go with the leniency, and we wouldn't cause her to divorce her husband. We'd let her stay with her husband.